Yeah. We'll watch one again.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om
Madhavaya Namaha. Okay, again. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarva Vastam Gato Viva Ya Smarit Pundarikaksham Sabha Yabran Tara Suchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Okay. We'll watch Mud again. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha.
I want to quickly introduce the initiates. Just they could stand up, each one of them quickly.
Haribo. Okay, so I'm going to introduce the initiates here.
Initiation first, second, what they'll
get. Yeah, this is the first initiation, Diksha. This is Bhakta Tyler Prabhu.
Stand up. Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Salt Lake City, Utah. We got a Mormon.
Their parents are sitting in the crowd here.
Oh, they are. Where's his parents at? There they are. Hare Krishna. Are you of the Mormon faith? Was. Okay, so this is Bhakta Niraj Prabhu. Please stand. He's taking first initiation also, Diksha. Haribo.
From New Delhi, India.
From New Delhi, India. We have second initiation here with Krishna Prema Das. Well, Los Angeles, California. And his good wife, Gopika Dasi. Haribo! And their future is that they want to do service, special service to the deities, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Yes.
Like father, like son.
Yeah, Krishna Prema. This is Krishna Prema's father and mother, Viduraji and Manjari. And I know those of you that have come often, you've seen Vidura doing the Sri Sri Gonitai deities, Artik. Haribol. Yes, they have all kinds of sons here. Three sons. He's very wealthy in sons. Only three, that's good. And what is your name? And this is Karuna Shakti Dasi. I'm not sure where she's from. Oh, I see. So okay, yeah, she's just sitting in. She was initiated before, but she's sitting in for the fire sacrifice, the yajna.
From Hawaii.
This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, Maharaj?
Haribo. Go to Hari Bol. Thank you for everyone's participation here. Thank you for staying on longer. So I'll sing a little and talk a few words. I'm explaining what is going on here. And then the first initiates would be asked to come forward. Our priest Prabhu will explain, and then when to come towards the end of my little presentation here. They will be given new names. They already have a new dress, you could see. And they'll have new names. They're taking birth today. Today their first birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah, it's kind of birthday party, so. Oh, wow. So we'll talk to you in a few minutes. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya. Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jaya. Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Jashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Jashoda Nandana Jaya Jaya Jashoda Nandana Jaya Jaya Janaranjana Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Jaya Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Everybody, sing, please. Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sadhadibo Rama Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitanena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swam Padantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrashabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpataruvyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauradvishe Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padayo Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaudavani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Sarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everybody. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Va. Sri Sri Rukmini Dwaraka Dhisha Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We offer our most humble obeisances at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, who is son of Vasudev. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlaba. That such person is rare. Such soul is rare. What kind of soul? One who understands, huh? Yes? Samahatma. Yes, very rare. That one who understands, one who accepts that Vasudev is all in all. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlava. So after having gone through so many repeated births and deaths also, not only in the germs, worms, the birds, and animal species, but also in human species, getting so many births, human births after human births after human birth, we do not utilize our human births properly. First of all, we materialistically, We uselessly waste our time in eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and even after we, I can't. It has to stop. Yeah, please. Yeah, just in the maybe little back there in the corner. That even after we take to some kind of religion, then again we bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakole ashant. Few lifetimes in bhukti, sense gratification, some in mukti, trying to attain the impersonal liberation, some in some kind of siddhi, the mystic perfections, and like that, some in worshipping demigods and . So like that, so many lifetimes come and go, bahunam, janmanam, ante, and finally person is jnanavan, he's equipped with jnana, knowledge. And what is that knowledge? Vasudeva sarvamiti, Vasudeva is all in all. Krishna is all in all. That person is according to the Lord. That's again. He has attained perfect knowledge, and he has come to the right conclusion, and he's a great soul. So, in the crowd here, not in, amongst us here, those who are taking initiation, they are great souls. Having come to this conclusion that Vasudeva is all in all. Yes, you accept? Yes or no? You also? Otherwise, wait for a few more births. Few more lifetimes. Yeah, this understanding is very rare, and this is it. When you aradhananam sarvisham Vishnu aradhyati param, of all the worshipable deities, the Vishnu, Vasudev, Krishna, Sri Ram also, okay, he is also in that list. They are all in all, and we take full shelter of their lotus feet. We surrender unto them and would like to be engaged in their service. That is position of each one of us. We are parts and parcels of Krishna, Vasudeva, Vishnu. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Eternally, forever, we are parts and parcels of Krishna. Jivera swarupohoi krishneir nitya das. Our swarup, our constitutional position is we are eternal servants of Krishna. So instead of serving our the master, we have chosen so many other masters in this world. So we could only be happy, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, e jiv Krishna das e viswas karloto aradukho noy. If we could simply understand, e jiv Krishna das, I am Krishna das, e viswas, and established in this understanding with full faith, with full conviction, karloto aradukho noy. That is end of our dukkh. That is the end of all the miseries, sufferings of this existence, which we are all looking forward to attain that position, that situation, but doesn't become possible unless and until we come to this conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, and we take full shelter of Vasudev Krishna. So Vasudev has made this arrangement so that we get formally connected with him. We get formally accepted by him. We become authorized servants, representatives of the Lord. He has arranged this connection of this diksha connection. This initiation ceremony that is taking place here, this connection, this spiritual connection. This is arrangement of the Lord. Even Lord personally, Sri Ram and Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all accepted such connection. Although there is no such need for Krishna, no need. He is Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. He's a Jagat Guru. He's Guru of all Gurus. But he accepts Guru. He goes to Sandipani Muni's ashram. Please accept me, sir. Please let me surrender at your lotus feet. Yada yada acharati shrestas tada tada avataro janaha. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, whatever standards are set by great personalities, common men follow in their footsteps. And who is greater than the Lord? Krishna is the greatest. Mattaha parataram no anyat kinchidasti dhananjayaha. O Dhananjaya, O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no one superior to me, no one equal to me. But in order to set example before all of us, Lord also underwent this Diksha ceremony. Sri Ram did that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. And Brahma did that. And Narad Muni. And Vyasadeva. And like that. Evam parampara. Evam means like this. Evam. We say some names. Then we say evam. Means like this. We could go on. But we say evam. Like this. Oriti. Like this. Parampara praptam. And later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in that parampara, disciplic succession, and so many other great, great Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada accepted his initiation in 1932 at Prayag, Allahabad, from his spiritual master. Of course, these are very great personalities, acharyas. We do not compare the day I then Prabhupada initiated thousands of disciples around the world, and there was every dog has its day. So this dog also had my day, his day, in Vrindavan in 72 during Kartik. Prabhupada accepted us kindly, and that time we were not thinking that one day we'll be sitting and taking this position, taking this service. This is a service unto the spiritual master and parampara. This is not a puffed up business. Out. Puffed up, out. Pranadapi suni jena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtan. These ladies and gentlemen, devotees, sitting here accepting diksha. Two of them, Harinam, they're accepting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Raise your hands, two of you. Raise your hands, two. Yeah. So they are accepting this Maha Mantra. They had been chanting for some time. I know Neera chanting for years now. There's one decade, 10 years have passed. I met him. He's chanting. And Tyler, for a few years, So they already had been chanting. Today, that becomes formalized. In official way, we hand the holy name unto them today. And there's a pravachan going on out there. Give that microphone. And then Krishna Prem, and Gopika, and Karuna Shakti. You are only first, right? See, Karuna Shakti also accepted a few years ago. But she didn't have opportunity to participate in the fire sacrifice. So she also, this is her completion of the initiation proceedings, the first initiation. And then two of you get Gayatri, second initiation we call it, is a confidential mantra. We will not disclose that in public here, so privately we'll be delivering that mantra to them, which would make them further qualified servants of Rukmini, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwaraka Adhishaki. They'll be able to go right in there at the lotus feet, enter the this very special place there. So with the Gayatri mantra, further purification, qualification, adhikar, eligibility is there, then you could go and you could offer arati to the Lord and dress the Lord, bathe the Lord, feed the Lord, and become confidential associate of the Lord. Yes. So, so what we are doing here is eternally, since the beginning of creation, this diksha, this initiation ceremony is are on. Nothing new is eternal business. Those who so Vasprabhu had been mentioning a few times, he mentioned that vows, we take vows, we're taking vows. Wow. Taking vows. Yeah, as they come forward, they'll say out loud what the vows they would be taking. But there's nothing secret about it. It's a very important thing. This is very special feature of this Hare Krishna movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this special gift of the holy name to us. Golokera Premadhan Hari Nam Sankirtan. Golokera Premadhan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he descended 500 years ago and he came with a very special gift for humanity at large. And that gift of the holy name of the Lord, Premadhan. So we'll be, as we mentioned, we'll be delivering this in a formal way, this holy name. And this holy name is non-different from the Lord. Abhinnatvat nama namino. Abhinna, not different. Nam and Nami. The name and the personality whose name we talk about. They are not two. Same. So when we give holy name to a devotee, to a follower, disciple, we are giving Krishna. Because holy name of Krishna, Krishna's names are non-different from Krishna. we run behind Vaishnavas and Acharyas begging, oh, please, give me Krishna, give me Krishna. And they give you holy name. Oh, you want Krishna? You want Krishna? Yes. Amito kangal Krishna, Krishna bali, dhai tava pache pache. I'm running after you. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par, tomar shakati ache. I know you are competent, you are qualified to give me Krishna. You have Krishna. Please give Krishna to me, O Vaishnava. This is the desperate prayer, appeal. That should be the mood. Then we get the holy name. And then we know how to look after, how to take care of the holy name of the Lord, which is non-different, as it non-different from the Lord. So on the occasion like this, initiation ceremony, Srila Prabhupada also did this, so we continue the tradition of reminding the initiates of the 10 offenses against the holy name. Because they'll be taking vow. This is the first positive thing. Positive vow. Yeah, we'll be chanting so many prescribed number of rounds daily. So as we give them this holy name, then this holy name has to be taken care of. So there are 10 different ways you could offend the Lord's holy name. Do some disservice to that holy name. Instead of serving the holy name, we may do some disservice, some offense. So it is very important that we know what those 10 factors, 10 offenses are. We do recite this every morning around the world in all our Hare Krishna temples, soon after Mangal Arati, and before we begin our Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Let us take this opportunity, before we offer obeisances also to Vaishnava. So 10 offenses, which Rupa Goswami has described them in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is a science of Bhakti Yoga. Science. This is a science. It's a very scientific process of Krishna consciousness. So first offense is to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord. Just see. You may say, oh, what? I will blaspheme the devotees. What that has to do with the Lord? Again, they are not, almost they are non-different. I am in his heart. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, devotees, they are in my heart and I am in their heart. This morning also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made that statement. We were reading Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, such person, one who has taken shelter of me, oh, he is mine and I am his. Or maybe the other example, love my dog. You want to love me? Then first of all, you have to love my dog. So we are servants, we are dogs. Soon we'll be tying collars also. Belts around this. I have already one. Good to have one. By seeing this, Yamaraj, he doesn't send his agents. Otherwise, the dogs without belts, municipality dog van comes and captures such dogs and who knows what happens to them next. But if there's a belt, then you're safe. So they're getting their belt today. We'll tighten the belt around their neck. Devotees are very dear to Krishna, especially those who are propagating his holy name. And to offend, hurt, blaspheme such sadhus, sadhu ninda, very bad. Worst thing to do. That is why this is the first thing in the list of 10 offenses. Never do such a thing. Be extremely cautious while dealing with the Vaishnavas. Number 2 is to consider the names of demigods to be equal to or independent of name of Lord Vishnu. Of course, it's not very difficult to understand. Vishnu, Krishna, Vasudev, Sri Ram, they are the bosses. They are the masters. The demigods, 330 million of them. They're all servants. They're serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can't equalize them. To think they're equal, this is ignorance. And so chanting all sorts of names, not knowing the position of demigods. Of course, we do honor. Anyway, this is a long topic and very touchy also and very easily misunderstood. No disrespect. We are trained even to respect an ant, knowing that there is a soul in that body of an ant. Then what to speak of giant-sized demigods, Brahma, and Durga, and Kali? We respect them. But we understand Lord Krishna's position, their position. So we carefully don't equalize them, put them in the same position. Otherwise, this is a second offense against the holy name of the Lord. Third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master, Guru Ravagya. One person had an idea. He said, "Oh, I got it. It's easy. If you don't want to offend, disobey the order of the spiritual master, don't accept the spiritual master." Good idea, right? Don't accept the spiritual master. Then this disobeying business, disrespect, doesn't come picture. But anyway, the Shastras say all the human being should go for, accept spiritual guide. So once having accepted, we are to obey the command, which is not there, only their ideas coming down in parampara, in the disciplic succession. Fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature. This could be done in so many ways. Not to study the Vedic literature is also offense. Or read a literature that glorifies demigods or impersonalism and mystic power like that. Or so many kinds of interpretations are found in Shastras. So to study these kind of Shastras is a blasphemy of the Vedic literature. The fifth is to consider glories of the holy name to be imaginary. Lord is not imagination, so his holy name is not imagination. The glories of the holy name are not exaggeration. Jagai Mata. You want a proof? Then Tar Sakshi Jagai Madhai. The life of Jagai and Madhai is a proof. Dina Hina Yata Chilo Hariname Uddharilo Tar Sakshi Jagai Madhai. They're so low class. Although born in Brahmin family, they're worst of the sinners. But as they came in contact with the holy name, and as they took the holy name very seriously, the outcome was they became top class, exalted Vaishnavas. This is miracle of the miraculous effect of the holy name. Sixth offense is give some interpretation. Oh, why Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? For the 16 words, I can't even say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Go up to 16, come down, go up and like that. Anything, you just repeat. Now these kind of things. Oh, anything. If it is anything, then chai. You go to train stations all day. Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, chai, chai. They're chanting all day long. They're chanting, repeating. Do they become God realized? Not possible. Hare Krishna is Krishna, is God, non-different from God. It connects you with God. It links you when you chant the holy name with full attention and devotion. Not just any damn nonsense you could repeat and call that a meditation. No. First you have to select object of meditation, Prabhupada proposed. You want to meditate? What is your object of meditation? Supreme Personality of Godhead has to be the... Not Coca-Cola. I know. Let us stay serious. Seventh offense is to commit sin on the strength of the holy name. Meaning, not take advantage of the strength, the purifying effect of the chanting of the holy name. Thinking, oh, I could commit some sin because again I'm going to chant. I'll become purified. So this is not fair. Proper. Going every Sunday and then confessions, they do confession in the churches. I did this, so I did this sin, that wrong, please forgive me. And then Monday onwards, business as usual. And then Sunday again, because next Sunday I will again go. Or Kumbh Mela is coming, I will go take a holy dip and get rid of all the sins. And in the meantime again, because next Kumbh Mela is coming up again. Like this. So I will chant, I will sin, I will chant. This is taking advantage of the strength of the holy. Seventh of eighth offense is to consider chanting of Hare Krishna on the same level as some karma khand, jnana khand, or some punya karma, some pious activity. This is not same. To think they are the same is offense. By pious activity, you may go only up to heaven. Unfortunately, we do not even know the difference between heaven and if there's anything beyond heaven. The destination of devotees of Krishna is not heaven, not at all. They want to go beyond heaven. Of course, beyond hell and heaven is another place. That is the destination of devotees of Krishna. That is perfection, ultimate destination. So, by pious activities, you may go to Swargaloka, but devotees of Krishna are not interested because you go there and then you come back again. It's not a very wise thing to do, going up and down again. The ninth offense is to preach the glories of the holy name to one who is not faithful. Faithless person, you preach the glories of the holy name or some most confidential things you share. No. This is not to be done. Seeing the level, you accordingly preach to them. Jesus was very perfect in this. He said, I will come back. I'll come back. This much now, and I'll come back. So they're waiting for Jesus coming back. But we say Jesus came, Prabhupada, in the form of Prabhupada. And he told more. He told Srila Prabhupada ki. And the tenth offense is to not to have complete faith in chanting the holy names. Not to have faith is offense, and maintain material attachments even after hearing so many instructions on this subject matter. Maintaining attachments, strings attached. Asha, pasha, shatair, baddhai. Maintaining so many desires or increasing them, planning to fulfill this desire, that. So this is offensive thing to do, and most important of all is, although it is not one of those ten, but important offense, important thing, it's offense to be avoided, is to be inattentive while chanting the holy name is source of all other offenses according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So chanting of the holy name has to be done very, very attentively. There are, in ISKCON market, there are several guidebooks. Sasurav Maharaj and Mahanidhi Maharaj and Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, they have taken trouble to give a guidance, explain art and science of chanting. We should all be studying this carefully in order to avoid this offense. All these ten, especially the being inattentive, that offense. So by avoiding these ten offenses, we get the full benefit of chanting of Hare Krishna. And that is, what is the benefit? Krishna Prem. What is the benefit? Krishna Prem. The benefit is Krishna Prem. Love of Godhead is the benefit. So we are giving holy name. So please take care of this holy name by avoiding these ten offenses. And there are four regulative principles, four vows. Initiates are going to come forward and they're going to say what those ten offenses are. Then talking of briefly of the second initiates, they get Gayatri Mantra and they will be Brahmins by qualification. Qualification of Brahman are mentioned by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. 18th chapter, text number, who knows? No. Not 43, 42. 18th chapter, text number 42, describes the Brahma Karma Svabhavajam. These are the qualifications of the Brahmanas. 43 talks of Kshatriya's qualifications and 44 talks of Vaishyas and Shudras, two in one, in one verse. So please study one more time. Study those qualifications. Krishna has special expectation from Brahmanas. We believe in Brahmin by qualification, Brahmin not by birth, because that is standard given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. In what verse is that? Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashah. I created four Varnas and four ashrams. And these four Varnas, according to Guna Karma, not Janma Karma. Guna, qualities. So Prabhupada stressed this by quality. Brahmin by quality. Not just by birth. Just because you are a doctor, your son doesn't naturally become doctor. He also has to go to college and study medicine and like that. Then becomes qualified doctor. So the Brahmin is a head of the community. He's a priest. He's a head. You know, he's a head. He's a head. Head is above all other parts in the body. So that is the position of a Brahmin. Same position as head's position in the body. So Prabhupada's idea was to, Prabhupada always said, present day society is a headless society. Headless society. Directionless society. It's like a chicken, headless chicken, jumps up and down for a few seconds or a minute or so, but doesn't know where it is going, just jumps. So society is jumping hither and thither, up and down, but no direction. So that direction comes from wise person. That direction comes from devotees of Krishna, Vaishnavas, Brahmanas. So that's the purpose of this establishment of this international society for Krishna consciousness, to create Vaishnavas, create Brahmanas who would provide direction to the society, humanity at large. So Brahmins' primary business is to study, patan patan, study and teach. So please go on. They had been studying. They were examined. I was told they had to write an exam, which lasted all day long. They had to study several scriptures thoroughly, and 188 questions. That's something like that. They had 188 questions. Huh? So quite a test they have passed, and so Vas Prabhu has stamped. And marks, how many? 88%. So they have studied Prabhupada's books, and so we expect them to do some teaching, preaching, spreading this good word, this truth around for the benefit of the society. Worship the Lord here at home, and like that. Stay clean. Brahmin means suchi, clean. And there are several other rules and regulations which we'll talk more privately about that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So at this point, we'd like to invite, ask them to come forward one by one. There are only two beads here. They were supposed to be beads in there somewhere. You want to say something to them, some guideline what to do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. So this is Neeraj, you have been introduced, he is from your community. So Neeraj, his mother is also, I understand, here, huh?
Yes, she's there.
Mother is there, some other relatives are there. Your son? So a lot of personalities are witnessing. Your mother is also witnessing your... And blessing? Mother is blessing? Mother is blessing. It's very rare in this day and age. When son wants to become Mahatma, no blessings. Yeah, this is an unfortunate situation in this world today. I mean, somewhat religious you could become, but become serious. This is... Then parents are... They get serious. But this mother is... We wish there were so many mothers like this mother, encouraging their children to take to Krishna consciousness seriously. So there will be less trouble for this world. This child will not be a troublemaker. Terrorist? No. Only beneficial. Neighbors will have peace. So what are the four regulative principles? Vows that you are taking, you could maybe say them out loud so that everyone could, Lord will hear, but others.
No illicit sex. No meat.
Where's the microphone? Yeah.
Here.
Yeah? It works?
Yeah.
Is it on?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxications, no gambling.
And chanting
16 rounds at least.
Hare Krishna. Did he say daily? It's not a once. It's not a 16 rounds in a week. No, it's daily. Course, is every day chanting. And what other services to the temple or to ISKCON, New Dwarka temple, Prabhupada's mission, what do you have some, what are you doing, what will you continue doing? Yeah.
At present, I'm trying to do the just karma yoga and dedicate portion of my income to New Dwarka.
Riva. He participates in Namhat, brings his family. And like that, introduce your friends to Krishna consciousness. Okay. Your name is Nimai Charan Das. You understand? Nimai, Nimai. Who is Nimai? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Charan, what is? Feet, lotus feet. So, we are offering him at the feet of Nimai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is that a good situation? The best. Okay. Next. Riva. So a young man of only 22, huh?
Almost
21. People wait to become old, then they want to serve God. When they are rotten, the best part for themselves, and then if there's anything left over, then swaha. This is the time, according to Prahlad Maharaj, Kaumaram Acharit Pragyo. When you are this age, or even earlier, you take to Krishna consciousness, surrender unto Krishna. So let us meet their parents one more time. Huh? They are there. So quite a revolution taking place here. Is it okay? Blessings? Yes? In fact, you would be delighted to know that they are very good followers of our temple at Utta, where Charu Prabhu is the president. And they are part of the congregation there, and they are also chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They attended this morning's Bhagavatam class and like that. So you are also very fortunate to have parents, God-conscious parents. So what are the four rules?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling.
Chanting?
At least 16 rounds daily.
Got it. Service is full time. He is in the ashram. So 24 hours, day and night, he is engaged in service of ISKCON. And would like him to continue in that situation as long as possible. And then we will see any change of ashram required, if at all required. And so what are your services otherwise? What do you want to say quickly?
Anything required.
Here.
I give tours in the temple. I
tours.
Clean and have some greet guests.
Greet guests, cleaning. That cleanses the heart. Good. All right. So your name from now onwards would be Tota Gopinath. One day he could go to Jagannath Puri and see the deity of Tota Gopinath. Our understanding is when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wound up his pastimes, he entered this deity of Tota Gopinath. What more glories we could chant of this Tota Gopinath? So Tota Gopinath Das Brahmachari. So two of you, So we'll meet later on. You'll get your Brahmin thread, Krishna Prem gets Brahmin thread, and you both get Gayatri Mantra and other instructions. And Karuna Shakti, you are okay, you have your beads and name and everything is going on for a long time now. Where is Jai Das? This is Jai Das Prabhu, the dear husband of Karuna Shakti Mataji. He comes from Turkey. And he's translating Prabhupada's books in which language? Also Turkish language. So they both stay in Bay Area. One time Jai Prabhu was a temple president of Berkeley Temple, but now they stay near the temple and serve the deities. This Mataji was doing flowers. He's a flowerist from Hawaii, and for Jagannath in Berkeley. For how many years he did that? 8 years he was making garlands. And flower vases, and this long garland also comes from her. Oh, this one here, and she makes with her own hands. She's a expert trained. She has learned science art that goes with garland making and like that. Okay, so we request the priest Prabhu to now proceed. If you want to say something at this point. And thank you. So stay on a little longer. Fire is about to begin. Going to be a fiery situation here. That's when more purification starts. So take advantage, as you were encouraged by Sovas Prabhu earlier. And this will be for 10, 15 minutes chanting mantras. You also chant. And then we'll all circumambulate the fire. And then Prashad is awaiting all of you. Prashad will be saved, or or others ate all the prashad, those who are outside. And
but take out all the nectar here anyway.
Yeah, but they had a choice.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.